Radio Prague News. The government has said it will revise the 2012 state budget in January when it has a more accurate growth forecast for that year. The U.S. lawyer Ed Fagan has demanded that documents concerning unpaid bonds issued by the town of Karlovy Vary back in 1924 be made public, and the Škoda Auto Company has revealed the price of its latest model, the Škoda Citigo. The government has said it will revise the 2012 state budget in January when it has a more accurate growth forecast for that year. Gloomy growth predictions across Europe have led the Czech finance ministry to revise downward its growth forecast for 2012, predicting a growth of 1% at best, down from a July estimate of 2.5%. The ministry is reportedly working on several crisis scenarios, including one for recession. According to preliminary estimates, the government may be short of 18 to 20 billion crowns if it wants to maintain its set target deficit in public finances. The finance ministry has said the Czech state budget deficit fell to 91.5 billion crowns at the end of October from 105.1 billion in September. In October 2010, the state budget deficit stood at 96.7 billion crowns. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek said on Tuesday the 135 billion crown state budget deficit proposed for 2011 would not be exceeded. The ministry says an expected 20 billion crown drop in tax revenue will be compensated for by savings in government spending. The U.S. lawyer Ed Fagan has demanded that documents concerning unpaid bonds issued by the town of Karlovy Vary back in 1924 be made public. Mr. Fagan said on Tuesday he wanted the Czech finance ministry to confirm the securities were still valid and prove the state had settled up with the bondholders. The finance ministry earlier rejected a $500 million claim for the unpaid bonds dating back to 1924, which were sold in the United States. Individual claimants represented by Mr. Fagan have not been identified. The Czech finance ministry, which had been studying the case, said the claims had been statute barred for years. According to available information, the Czechoslovak authorities negotiated with the bondholders in 1984 and the two sides signed a memorandum, the contents of which have not been disclosed. Mr. Fagan indicated on Tuesday he had similar securities issued by the capital Prague. The state attorney for Prague 1 has accused Martin Knetik, one-time advisor to former Environment Minister Pavel Drobil, of corruption. Mr. Knetik allegedly demanded a bribe from a bank officer in connection with depositing the state environmental fund's money into a number of unspecified banks in 2010. If found guilty, Mr. Knetik faces up to 3 years in prison. Former Environment Minister Pavel Drobil, now Deputy Chairman of the Civic Democrats, distanced himself from his former advisor over the affair, saying Mr. Knetik had not acted on his instructions. Mr. Drobil has rejected allegations he was implicated in the matter. The Škoda Auto Company has revealed the price of its latest model, the Škoda Citigo, intended for city traffic. The basic three-door Citigo Active will be sold for 179,000 crowns or some $10,000. Sales will be launched in the Czech Republic in late November. Other European countries will see its arrival in the summer of next year. The Citigo, the smallest Škoda model so far, is produced in neighboring Slovakia, only the second Škoda model to be manufactured abroad, following the Rapid in India. A five-door version will be available in 2012. And finally, the weather. The skies should remain partly cloudy in the coming days. We can expect fog and drizzle in places and daytime temperatures reaching highs of 11 degrees Celsius. I'm Pavla Horáková. That's the news.